Now that you have been introduced to the fundamental principle of Flexbox and its flexible container, it is time to go deeper into two closely related and extremely practical concepts: the management of flow direction inside a Flexbox container, and the use of automatic margins to control alignment and spacing between elements. These two mechanisms are essential tools in your responsive design toolkit and will allow you to build flexible, clean, and maintainable layouts. Understanding the Flexbox flow, the main axis and the cross axis. Before diving into flow direction, you must clearly understand that Flexbox works along two axes. The main axis is the primary direction in which flex items are laid out. The cross axis is the axis perpendicular to the main axis. Every alignment and distribution property in Flexbox refers to one of these two axes, so getting this right is fundamental. By default, when you apply display flex to a container, its direct children, called flex items, are laid out horizontally, from left to right. This is the default flow direction. But Flexbox gives you full control over this direction through the flex direction property. The flex direction property. The flex direction property defines the direction of the main axis. It accepts four values. Row, default, items are placed horizontally, from left to right. The main axis goes from left to right, and the cross axis goes from top to bottom. Row reverse, items are placed horizontally but from right to left. This reverses the visual order of items without changing the HTML order. Column, items are stacked vertically, from top to bottom. The main axis now goes vertically, and the cross axis goes horizontally. Column reverse, items are stacked vertically, but from bottom to top. A concrete example, imagine a navigation bar with three links. By default with flex direction, row, the links appear side by side horizontally. If you switch to flex direction, column, those same links stack vertically, which is exactly what you want on small screens. This is why combining flex direction with media queries, which you already know how to write, is one of the most powerful responsive techniques available. The FlexWrap property. By default, all flex items try to fit on a single line, even if they overflow the container. This can break your layout on small screens. The FlexWrap property controls whether items are forced onto one line or can wrap onto multiple lines. It accepts three values. NoWrap, default, all items stay on one line, potentially overflowing the container. Wrap, items wrap onto multiple lines, from top to bottom. When there is not enough space on one line, the next items move to a new line below. Wrap reverse, items wrap onto multiple lines, but from bottom to top. For example, if you have a gallery of six images inside a flex container with a fixed width, and each image needs a minimum width of 150 pixels, setting flex wrap, wrap will automatically arrange the images into rows depending on the available space. On a wide screen, you might see three images per row, and on a narrower screen, only two. This makes wrapping a powerful tool for responsive grids without needing to write complex breakpoint logic. Combining flex direction and flex wrap, the flex flow shorthand. Flexbox provides a shorthand property called flex flow that lets you set both flex direction and flex wrap in a single declaration. The syntax is simply flex flow, flex direction, flex wrap. For example, flex flow, row wrap is equivalent to writing flex direction, row and flex wrap separately. This shorthand is commonly used in professional code for clarity and conciseness. Ordering items with the order property. Flexbox also allows you to change the visual order of items independently of their order in the HTML source code. This is done through the order property, applied to individual flex items, not the container. By default, every flex item has an order value of 0. Items with a lower order value appear first, and items with a higher order value appear last. For example, if you have three flex items and you give the third one an order value of -1, it will appear before the other two visually, even though it comes last in the HTML. This is particularly useful in responsive design. A sidebar that appears after the main content in the HTML, for search engine optimization and accessibility reasons, can visually appear first on desktop by using the order property and revert to its default position on mobile. Important caution: changing visual order with order does not change the reading order for screen readers or keyboard navigation. This has accessibility implications, so use it carefully. Understanding automatic margins in Flexbox. Now we arrive at one of the most elegant and underused features of Flexbox, automatic margins, also written as margin, auto. You are probably already familiar with using margin, auto to center a block element horizontally in classic CSS. In Flexbox, automatic margins work differently and more powerfully. When you apply margin, auto or margin left, auto, margin right, auto margin top, auto or margin bottom, auto to a flex item, that item absorbs all the available free space in the specified direction. This means that automatic margins in Flexbox act as space pushers. They push other items away by consuming all remaining space. Practical use cases for automatic margins. Let us look at several concrete and important examples. Example 1, pushing one item to the far end of the row. Imagine a horizontal navigation bar with a logo on the left and several navigation links. In your HTML, all items are direct children of the Flex container. If you apply margin left, auto to the first navigation link, that link and all subsequent links will be pushed to the far right of the container, while the logo stays on the left. This is a classic and clean technique to build a navigation bar with a logo on the left and menu items on the right, with no need for justify content tricks. Example 2, centering one item while leaving others in place. Suppose you have 5 Flex items in a row and you want the third one to be visually centered, while the others stay on the left. You can apply margin left, auto and margin right, auto to the third item. It will absorb the available space on both sides and appear centered. However, this approach works cleanly mainly when the surrounding items have predictable sizes. Example 3, pushing an item to the bottom of a column. This is one of the most practically useful patterns. Imagine a card component built with Flex direction, column. The card has a title, a description paragraph, and a button. You want the button to always stick to the bottom of the card, regardless of how much text is in the description. By applying margin top, auto to the button, it absorbs all remaining vertical space above it and always appears at the bottom of the card. This technique is extremely common in professional front-end development for card grids where cards have variable content heights. Example 4, equal spacing with automatic margins on multiple items. If you apply margin, auto to every Flex item in a row, the available free space is distributed equally between all items as margins, creating a uniform spacing effect similar to justify content, space around but applied as actual margins. The relationship between automatic margins and justify content. An important point to understand, when a Flex item has an automatic margin on the main axis, it consumes all available free space in that direction. This means that justify content has no visible effect when there is at least one Flex item with an automatic margin on the main axis, because there is no free space left for justify content to distribute. If you find that your justify content property does not seem to work, check whether any Flex item has an automatic margin consuming the available space. Why these concepts matter for responsive design? As a future full-stack web developer, you will frequently need to build layouts that adapt fluidly to different screen sizes. The combination of Flex direction changes at specific breakpoints, Flex wrap for automatic reflow of items, and automatic margins for precise spacing control gives you a powerful and flexible system. For example, a card grid can use Flex wrap to automatically reflow from 3 columns on desktop to 2 on tablet and 1 on mobile, with minimal media query code. A navigation bar can switch from a horizontal layout to a vertical column layout simply by changing Flex direction inside a media query. Automatic margins are especially valuable because they eliminate the need for extra wrapper elements or complex positioning rules. They keep your HTML clean and your CSS readable, which is important when working in a team or maintaining a codebase over time. Summary of key points. Flex direction controls the main axis direction, row, row reverse, column, or column reverse. Flex wrap controls whether items wrap to new lines, nor wrap, wrap, or wrap reverse. FlexFlow is the shorthand combining Flex direction and Flex wrap. The order property changes the visual order of Flex items without altering the HTML structure. Automatic margins, margin, auto, margin left, auto, etc., absorb available free space in the specified direction, acting as space pushers. Automatic margins on the main axis override the effect of justify content. Margin top, auto on a Flex item inside a column container is the standard technique to push an element to the bottom of its container. Margin left, auto on a Flex item inside a row container pushes it and all following items to the right. Mastering these concepts will allow you to build professional, responsive, and accessible layouts efficiently, which is a core skill expected of any full-stack web developer working on the front-end layer of a web application.